bam, bam. Everybody's on drugs in this room.
You're on like super, super duper speed hyped up today. Yeah. Like, how many cups of coffee did you have?
I've only had one. I've had one big cup of love. That's what I've had.
Oh, is that what
big
that
cup
is?
I had a fantastic
weekend.
How much
weekend? Caffeine is in a cup of love?
It's like
a lot.
It's like having caffeine, but
you're just high on life.
I'm high on love.
High on love,
high on
and
love.
In life.
Yeah. Gloucester Cast 160.
Whoa.
Yeah, nice round number.
Nice solid number.
It is. Love
160.
It. 160, baby. And we have three illustrious guests today. Miss Kim Smith is here.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Leslie Heffron is here.
Good morning.
I love when Leslie comes. She brings a lot of positive energy.
Yeah, she
gets some good topics today, too. And we have Alicia Unleashed.
Hello.
She's going to bring the thunder to round out the cast. And I'm your host, Joey Shimataro. It is November 22nd. And I think a part of the reason why I'm in such a good mood is because I can see the light. I've been working my ass off lately. And, we're 85% of the way through the season, and I can see the light of having days off here and there.
Can you share some of that light? Because that'd be awesome. Because I would like to see the light sometime soon.
You need some light?
Yeah.
I will shine my light down upon you.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Just have a few drinks.
Thank you.
Everything will be all right.
It'll be all right.
See, there goes Kim. We just had this conversation about mooting our phones, and she's the first violator.
I'm the violator.
At least you're not picking your nose this week like last week.
At least you're not like jumping around here in yoga pants like you were the other week either.
Yoga pants.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do yoga. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, I came in the other day and you were doing down dog right here in the office.
What? What
the fuck
is she talking about?
If you don't know, you're going to do yoga, you're going to need to know what downward dog is.
I know what downward dog is, but I don't remember doing it.
Sure?
I think she's just making stuff up.
Not that respect, Joey. Yoga.
I know what...
You're too easy sometimes.
That's what Alicia brings to the podcast. The inappropriateness. Because I'm always very,
Well, I realized after you did that whole nose-picking thing that I could say anything I want to.
That's right.
But the difference was, I wasn't doing... You have to come up with something I was actually doing. I wasn't remotely doing it either. I like you. You got your little ponytail today? Braided ponytail?
My braid.
I love that.
Yeah. One of many looks.
Yeah. She's got... Yeah. Alicia has literally... 25 different looks. She does her hair in 50 different ways all the time.
I meet the same people 25 times.
And then
somebody will be like, "Nice to meet you." I'm like, "Yeah, I met you at this event, met you here, but that's all right."
No, but she
apparently
does. Totally do different things with your hair. Yeah. Sometimes it's totally straight. Sometimes she's got the tight curls, the braids.
I love her updos. I've seen some of your updos before. They're beautiful.
Thank you. Part of my dream team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a team for that.
She did a whole podcast with her dream team. The only problem was they were all so excited to be there. They were all so loud.
It was just too many. Yeah.
Cackling hens.
Yeah. It was fun though.
Funny.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be crushed and talk gibberish. It was awesome. Kim's butterfly event was last week, and Leslie was there. So, see, I had to skip out early because I had a brutal day at work, and I had to get up early the next day. But Leslie stayed for the whole thing. So, why don't you give us a little synopsis?
Oh, I just was totally impressed with the production and the narrative. The visuals were absolutely stunning. I learned a tremendous amount about monarchs.
Leslie.
I have no idea, and I've just... fascinated with that whole transformative process where they go from caterpillar to butterfly. I mean, where else in nature does anything like that ever happen?
Yeah, well, most insects do undergo metamorphosis, but it's not like as visually stunning as when a butterfly does. So
that's probably why it's so. And Ken has
it
all captured.
Very captivating, isn't
it? Up close and personal.
Yeah.
He just really
captured
every moment, and it was.
Did you get to see play the trailer of your movie, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I did, yeah.
Why are you holding that back on the blog?
Because I'm, right now, I'm, like, writing away to grants, and you know, I'm thinking about fundraising right now, so I'm not sure if I should post it now or wait till I can get it up to better production values. I don't know what's better.
Like, are you gonna do a GoFundMe page?
I don't think so, but if I have to, then
why not?
I would.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Well, I do have qualms about asking friends for money.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I totally agree, and there are some GoFundMe pages where I just shake my head. I can't believe it. Like,
yeah,
the one where they ask for the pizza kitchen. For a restaurant, like, really? I mean, you got a successful restaurant going now. Whatever. But in this case, in certain instances where you're really going to be giving back, like that, like your documentary on the monarch has never been done before. There's footage that has never been seen before, and to be able to preserve that for all time,
right?
And I'm not saying everybody needs to donate to it, but what I am saying is there are people that are fascinated with this, have been following your journey, making this film, and would love to support you.
Well,
so I would not hesitate to put a GoFundMe page together. I mean, it's your thing.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do first, though, is I'm making a budget right now. I'm in the process of making a budget, which sounds kind of boring, but you know, I need help audio mixing. I need help with better color correcting and things like that. So once I have a budget and I determine how much money that I need, then I will I'll first go to producers and then go, and then because a friend of mine who has a film foundation told me that gives filmmakers money for projects, and she told me many films now are launched through
Indiegogo.
And I do think that they originally started for artists, and they have that, you know, they, but I also just have some trepidation about doing it. And if I do it, I want to do it really, really well, and I want to really offer people something and really
think tangible
about it.
Back.
Right. Yeah, tangible,
yeah,
back.
Instead
so,
of, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's disgusting. Remember that one at, we won't.
Do you think I sit here and like just go through GoFundMe pages?
No, but
they all come, a lot of them come through the blog, and I just like, I get like, oh right. My God, like I have to put this on, and you know.
Maybe I only pay attention to the important ones, like the people that I know in my life that have been affected, or somebody, you know, if somebody that really honestly needs it, maybe those are the only
ones.
No,
people that get hurt, I don't have a problem with the ones that, but the people get hurt and they need help.
Right. No, totally, all in on that. Right.
It's people that already have a ton of money.
Oh, I know. Ridiculous ones out there. Like, seriously? No, I totally get it, right?
So, yeah.
And then when the ones that they offer the thing and they really offer no value back to the people, you're supposed to be like, okay, you're going to fund me, and like the ones like Felicia's book, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You paid for a book of what it was going to be retail price when the book came out.
Right.
Totally cool with that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're getting you're advanced financing that process.
Yeah.
But like when people put things on there that they're like, you know, oh, for $25 we're going to give you a bumper sticker. It's like, really? Fucking
right.
You know.
Just to get back to it, so what I would do is I might put it up on Vimeo, because on Vimeo you can always switch out. Did you know this about Vimeo? Unlike YouTube, when you post something to YouTube, it's up there forever. On Vimeo, you post something and say you go along and you can make a better production of it, then you can put the better
and it holds it on that URL.
Yes, it holds it. So you
that placeholder.
You haven't lost that place, so or anybody who's seen it up to that point. So.
Very cool.
Yeah, so, but thank you, Leslie.
Everything, when you get your film, there's a huge market in educational industry.
I think
first grade curriculum does
butterflies.
It's huge.
That should be in every classroom.
Yeah, thank you.
It's going to blow up. Sundance. I'm predicting Sundance. Yeah.
I think you should go for it.
Well, if you see the production quality, the scenes are so stunningly beautiful. It's over, and I'm not a butterfly guy.
I don't know what you're talking about, color correction, because everything looked great to me.
See, when you bring it into a studio, they have all these monitors where they compare it, and then when it depending on whatever venue the film plays at, they have an accurate. They make an help you make an accurate copy for different mediums.
Okay.
So.
She's one of these artists that when she's gonna put something out there, it's gonna be on point.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Tremendous amount of work.
Yeah.
Well, she's been working on it forever. I mean, we've been talking about this film forever and ever and ever. Every week we do it.
Well, you know I do other projects in the meantime. Like when I was filming the Black Swallowtail film.
Every time I talk to you, every single time I talk to you, I have to run home and work on the film. Every single time I talk to you, I got to run home, I got to edit, I got to edit, I got to edit, I got to edit, I got to edit.
It's an art. It really is.
It is.
My newest art form of video is Periscope. So I honestly... So
how come you're not periscoping this right now?
Oh, you know what? I probably should.
Jesus.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And then okay. Anyways.
So for every 10 hours of film that you take, you can get about an hour's worth of
footage
out of that, right?
For every 100 hours, there's... I mean, I have so much footage, you just can't even imagine.
So. Yeah, the hard drives and hard drives and hard drives.
Many, many hard drives. Yeah. Right.
I believe it.
This morning we did. Yesterday, Brian Higgins from the fishing vessel Toby Ann gave me a big ton of tuna fish, and I smoked it this morning, marinated it last night, and I tweaked my. Are you periscoping right now?
Of course I am. We have no viewers though. That's okay.
Well, I'll post it right now. I will post it as you talk. Watch. This is the process of me posting.
And don't worry, this is only on for 48 hours and then just deletes.
Right.
Does it give you the option to
save it to download the video?
I have no idea. I haven't gotten that far. Like I said, this is my newest form of like.
This is great. I'm gonna like do this right now. I'm gonna do this right now. I'm gonna quote the retweet, right, and I'm gonna say, "Alicia is broadcasting our podcast taping now."
I only have 9 followers. You know
hit
that, right?
The link. No, that's why I'm. That's that.
Yeah, you make it.
That's why I'm. That's why I'm doing it right here. All right.
Oh, we have one person that joined.
See that?
Yes.
This is very exciting for our audio listeners right now. I'm sure. Yeah. Hit the link to watch the taping and submit. Oh, I got millions of submit questions. And send. That goes to my followers. And now I'm going to put that on Good Morning Gloucester. Quick.
Should we talk about another topic?
There's two. I can do this. Hold on.
He's talking about two.
Yeah, you can talk. Why don't we go to this? Why don't we talk about... Leslie, why don't you go to give us the art rundown while I'm doing this?
So... I just had a few little things I wanted to put out there related to Art World from Cape Ann. There's a show coming up, I think it's this weekend, the 27th. It begins the 27th over at Rocky Neck Cultural Center. It's their big annual holiday show that's wonderful.
Is it the Rocky Neck Artisans show?
That's something different. At the Rocky Neck Cultural Center. It's part of Rocky Neck Art Colony. And it runs the weekend of the 27th, 28th, 29th, and then I believe for 4 consecutive weekends after that, including the weekend after Christmas.
Awesome. Oh, great.
And there's an opening next Friday. And
this coming Friday, that's November 27th.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then something is always going on related to the show. There's a cookie contest on the 5th, I believe.
Okay.
So you have to go on, if you go on the calendar, on Good Morning Gloucester,
you'll see it.
In the arts calendar, the information is there.
Right.
And then another friend of mine who's very involved in the Cape Ann Artisans Tour is doing a show. All of the artisans are doing a show at Rockport Art Association, so it's not an actual tour like they have in October, say, on the 4th and the 5th.
Okay. I think I just posted something on the blog about that yesterday.
Okay.
Somebody had sent me something about that.
And that's a beautiful show.
Okay, yeah.
Very fine.
Very fine artist.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And let's see. I have a show that benefits cancer patients down at Mass General Hospital at the Yawkey Center
for Care.
Yeah, that's a I'm part mm-hmm. of a rotating show, and there was a public opening about a couple weeks ago, but the show really is just for the patients and their families that come in for treatment. So they sit in the, our galleries are the waiting rooms, so people can sit in the gallery slash waiting rooms and then wait for their appointments and have something nice to look at if they don't have their iPad.
You should send us
iPad.
A press release. Did you send something to James? Because James does the art stuff.
Or just send it to Kim.
Yeah.
I sent it to you.
And also, but you didn't send a picture of something that you did. Like, it would be great if we had an image of one of your paintings that's in the show.
Okay,
that would be awesome. Hi. That would make it relevant.
Hi.
And Kate just, Kate just showed up.
Yeah, good.
Hi,
how are you?
We're
conducting the podcast because Felicia, Alicia's periscoping it. Joey's trying to type it in. So we're trying to keep it going here while Joey is typing in.
Right, furiously.
Furiously.
I got like 10 different spelling mistakes, but that's it.
And the other thing I wanted to mention was there's a huge sale. I know it's probably going to be. You won't be able to benefit from it this year because it'll be over by the time the podcast is out there. But the School of the Museum of Fine Arts has a fantastic show. It runs every year. It's for a scholarship for kids going to school, and they raise thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
All the alumni and people associated with the school participate. And it's
I've
a six-day show. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. I've been to the show a couple times because Tom used to give paintings for that because he went to Tufts and then they had an affiliated art program through the museum school.
How many people are participating in the Mass General show?
Probably 15.
15 people. Now, how does it work? Everybody donates their artwork?
It's on loan.
It's on loan.
Yeah.
And so people can go there. So how's the money raised?
It's really not a show to raise money. It's a show to
provide beauty.
Yeah, benefit the patients while they're waiting for their treatments.
Very nice.
Yeah,
that's
very sweet
it's
idea,
really,
isn't
it? Is it in patients' rooms or
in
lobbies?
In the waiting rooms.
In the waiting rooms.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
It's in the
outpatient families, the families that are waiting, and That's very nice.
Yeah, and
nice that gesture.
It rotates every 3 months, so they always have something to look at. Because some people come in there for a year's worth of treatment, so they have something different to look at.
Look at
waiting.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
What other local artists are involved beside you?
I think her name is Catherine Kelly from Manchester. Do you know her? She does beautiful work. Kelly Gauthier. She does beautiful work on silk. And it's she's part of that 10-pound island group. Do you know that?
Oh,
name?
Yep.
That paints on silk. She has two beautiful pieces in the show too.
Wow.
So. Is that the one? Are they working out of Kate Seidman's building? On
I think so.
They were on the third floor there originally.
Send us images of your picture.
Yes, please.
Kathy's picture that are in the show, and then we can post that on the blog.
Okay.
Send them to James because James does the art stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then the one other thing I have to talk about is this. Fabulous show going on at the Cape Ann Museum right now. It's work of Peter Vincent, Jeff Weaver, and Don Gorbit. Have you seen that work?
Yes.
Have you seen that show?
Yeah, I've seen the show. It was for the opening. It was amazing.
What is the basis of the?
They're scenes from Gloucester.
They're all friends. They were friends. One of the gentlemen, I think,
but
has died.
But what's the medium?
Well, Jeff paints mostly in
oils.
And
Jeff. Peter Vincent?
One of the gentlemen is a wood, he does like linoleum or wood block prints.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And Peter Vincent.
Oh, he's got a show with his father's work, right? Oh, no,
yes.
Peter Vincent was the father. Ian Vincent is the son who's been preserving his father's work.
Right.
And he's got that great website.
Yeah, he does detailed paintings, I think mostly in gouache or watercolor of fishermen.
And Ian Vincent is a wonderful photographer
of
himself.
Really good photographer, yeah.
So last weekend at 9:30 in the morning, Jeff gave a gallery talk.
Oh, you went to that? Oh, it was sold out. I wanted to go.
Are there any viewers?
Yes.
How many viewers are there?
So we have 5, and we have both GMG followers. We have Miss Kyle Danicus.
Of course.
And she says hello from South Carolina. She's driving down to Florida to go see her mom.
Was she a stalker? Is Kyle Danicus a stalker?
Kyle goes, is that vodka, Joey?
The what?
That you're drinking.
Vodka, yeah, it's vodka.
And Regina Long. So both of these ladies.
Oh, because they follow you.
No, they follow GMG. They follow the podcast first.
Okay.
So they listen to every single Gloucester podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
Homiecast, Alicia Unleashed.
Yep, all of them. But they love the Gloucester podcast. So.
Very nice. There you go.
Yep.
They can ask questions. Tell them, any of the listeners, it doesn't have to be them. Can ask questions and we'll try to answer them, because Alicia is monitoring the Periscope. This is where for the audio listeners, we're video broadcasting this on Periscope right now. Do you have any questions, Kate?
Yeah.
Just look.
I was looking to see if I had Periscope my phone. But I think it's my
you app. Can download it. It's free.
Just add it.
Get it. I want you to. So if you tap the screen and leave hearts, that shows that you like the what's happening.
Not you. You can't be parts for Joey.
You look so beautiful. You know, she just brings
give us any hearts, Kyle, Regina, give us any hearts.
All right.
Oh, there we are.
There they go.
I just have to tell you, Jeff Weaver gave this fantastic gallery talk about the whole show. I told him, you're a treasure. He is a wealth of knowledge. He just, when he talks about his process of painting and how he got to paint, whatever. He just is so interesting to listen to.
He's such a humble guy, too.
He's a Cape Man treasure. So everybody has to rush down and see that show and then go over to his studio and see more of his work.
Yeah. I wish that I'd known about his paintings 20 years ago when.
But you could afford them.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's some other. We are filthy. Like, we're filthy with great breakfast joints. We're also filthy with great artists.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great artists around here. Who's the guy in Rock, on the way to Rock? Ken Knowles is doing some fantastic work lately.
I've seen some of his, like,
Patty Sullivan is doing some fantastic work. Leslie Heffron, have you seen her stuff lately? It's amazing.
Well, she did this wonderful.
I love her.
She did this wonderful.
We talked about the whole. I love there's two for Kate. Okay. People fall into two categories. I love her. I hate her. I love her. I hate her. So we had this whole discussion.
It wasn't on the podcast
until just now. This is before.
It actually was behind closed doors until just now.
Yeah, but now that you're here, I figured.
Sure. Now we know that.
Yeah. Yes, I love her.
Well, I just wanted to say...
Deb Shraddick, we should mention her. Yeah. She's got... Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, just Leslie did this beautiful, memorable apple painting that was really...
An apple?
I remember.
It was an apple?
Yeah, apples.
What were the apples doing?
It was just a scene of in a farmer's market, right? It was beautiful.
They were sitting on a cart?
No, it was just a big bushel.
And it spoke to you? The apple spoke to you?
Speaking of apples. Yes, we have to go down to Russell's Orchard.
Speaking of apples, oh! Did you set that up? Did you set that up?
Look at that segue.
All right, what is a segue? Like from heaven. That is tremendous work. That is great. I love that you come every week. So, speaking of apples. Yes.
One of my favorite orchards ever in the whole entire world.
Go ahead. Why don't you get
Russell's Orchard in Ipswich.
Is doing what?
99 cents apples till they close. So they're closed next Sunday. Mm-hmm. Not too sure if their pie, like if they've cut off their ordering for their pies for Thanksgiving or anything. So if anybody needs a pie, definitely give them a call. See if they're still taking orders. But 99 cents for apples is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And my favorite apple to bake with is Baldwin, and it's one of the later apples, so I'm hoping I can still get some Baldwins. I might actually go after this. I need some Baldwin apple wine and apples.
Apples will store for a while, so you can stock up and put them in a cool place.
That's what I did yesterday. Mm-hmm. I stocked up on a whole bunch, not just for pies.
How come you didn't make us any apple crisp today? What's up with that?
No, I spent the whole day cleaning
but
the house yesterday.
But just in case if you do, make sure you bring vanilla ice cream. Because God forbid you can't have vanilla
bean ice cream. Thank you.
Oh, you're one of those.
Brownies too.
I can't make a pie or brownies without Chris saying, so is the ice cream.
Yeah.
You don't need ice cream with that.
Right, I agree, but...
Although I do love some vanilla bean. That is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why are you giving me shit then?
But I don't understand the whole, like, it's like, they won't even touch
the apple pie. She just got done saying, I love the vanilla bean, though.
No, but they won't even touch the apple pie unless they have ice cream. I just don't think that that's wrong.
Well, what my family loves is whipped cream.
I like apple crisp with the vanilla bean on top, vanilla bean ice cream,
yeah. And then I tell you this every year and it grosses you out, but my husband loves apple pie with cheddar cheese.
That's very common.
It's delicious together.
That's very common.
It's
very common.
Oh, yeah. Everybody does it.
It's delicious.
Everybody does it. Especially have you heard of that cake?
Mm-hmm. Yes, especially for breakfast.
Must be Irish people.
It's a thing, Joe.
Irish people.
It's a thing. Tell them, everybody. It's a thing,
Joe.
How many viewers do we have now? We're probably down to two.
We have four.
We lost a viewer. It's awesome. Oh, Lord Almighty. So, yes, Russell's Orchard. I have to shout out to Miranda Russell, who I requested some apple chunks to smoke with.
Oh, great.
And Daisy Nell, her mom, brought down...
That just sounds funny.
What? We're not talking about pot. We're talking about smoking meat.
Who said apple chunks were pot? Just saying.
Smoking. Well, so what did you find funny about
apple
smoking?
Apple chunks? That's just weird.
When you're smoking, you either use chunks or you use chips. Chunks are bigger.
We have
chips
right here now.
Big smoker guy.
He's been researching every day for 2 years. Trust me, I know how to smoke like nobody's business because I listen to the homie cast. 20 minutes just on smoking.
Okay. So, right.
It's true. Oh, it's true.
And we're talking about smoking meats and smoking fish.
I know. I am too. I have learned more that I need to know about smoking on the smoker than from you. I don't even have to watch YouTube.
All right. I'm glad I can be a fountain of information for you.
That's great.
Speaking of smoking, this morning, did I already talk
we
about
already
this?
We talked about this, and I already.
Brian, did we get through it though? I smoked some tuna, and there's the tuna.
Yeah, it is amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it came out.
Yeah.
I added.
I'm hoping you'll send me home with some more. So for Tom, so I can eat Tom's again.
You can eat Tom's.
What?
Tom's smoked tuna.
Tuna.
Oh, okay.
So Joey, I brought you. You may have this. The George Foreman grill. He's got 8 different rubs: heavy duty garlic rubs, spicy Chicago rub, southern onion rub, chicken paprika rub, southwest rub.
How many ingredients do you? What? Pick a random one and tell me how many ingredients are in it.
Like 8, I would say, in each of them.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Three-alarm rub, an Italian pork rub, mustard pepper rub, savory spice rub, and lemon pepper rub. There you may have it.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's very generous of you.
Very nice.
Right there. Take a picture. Very good. Kate's very intrigued. Look at her. She's dialed in right now. She's going through her Facebook
thing.
You know the thing about recipes? Here's the thing about recipes. When I go to a cookbook, and this is good because it only has 8 things that you probably have in your pantry.
Yeah.
When you go, I don't understand people that post. I just breeze right past them. When you have a laundry list of 20 different random items that you're never gonna have, and by the time you buy all those ingredients, you're up to like $75 for this one dish.
Right.
And then they
sit in your cupboard and you never use them again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why when I'm going through these marinades for my tuna, I have most of the ingredients. So that's what I try to do. Unless it's something like way different I've never done before, but that's why I have like the white rice wine vinegar still and the sesame oil, and because that stuff goes a long way. You only use a little bit of it.
Yeah.
So I probably every Asian spice known to man.
Kate's got a good stockpile in the pantry of spices and
a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. I think I used the last of the sesame oil though, so we may have to re-up on that. Thanks, babe.
You just got a heart when you said, thanks, babe. You just got a heart.
I got a heart.
You got a heart.
There you go.
But you did lose a follower. So you gained a heart and you lost a follower.
Just like that. That's all right. I'll take the hearts for my cake over anything else.
I love her.
So I've been bouncing around today. I've been in such a good mood. And they said, why are you in such a good mood? How many cups of coffee? I says, I'm drunk on love.
Actually, he said you're high on life and high on love. He's high.
I said, I'm drunk on love. That's what I said. Haven't we had a fantastic weekend together?
We have. It's been fun.
It's been a great weekend.
That's because you saw me all 3 days.
Oh, maybe it has something to do with it. Just uplifting our spirits. Kim had the post of the week this week, I believe, with the white pelican sighting.
Oh, yeah, the white pelican.
Bananas.
That was extraordinary. Very
rare. I had a friend from Newport, Rhode Island text me the link. This is from Joey's blog.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
It was on because it got picked up by Channel 5.
Channel 5 and the Boston Globe, too. Paul Morrison saw it on the Globe. Yeah. It was very exciting to see it. Very, very unusual. As I said, I thought it was a new Mrs. Swan had landed in the pond. And then I'm standing there photographing, and it's like, oh, my God.
You got video.
People, tons of hearts in your swan talk. Yeah.
Some of my fishermen actually brought up that they saw your post and were really intrigued by it. And then... Yeah. What I thought was really cool was we were getting comments from people that saw the white pelican Tewksbury.
Yeah.
And there was another one somewhere else.
Okay, so Plum it was Island also, movie? It was seen on Plum Island on the Merrimack River on the Saturday before. Yeah. So that kind of makes sense. You know,
yeah, but bing,
it's,
bing, bing.
Right, bing, bing, bing. Because, you know, it's kind of a straight shot from Niles Pond to Plum Island. Just going right across the water there. So anyways, I think it has been going in the wrong direction. However,
the week before that we had that huge storm,
right,
which probably pushed it off course.
And also somebody wrote in and said that El Nino brings in a lot of southern birds. However, I don't know if we're really feeling the effects of El Nino yet. You know what I mean?
We've only had one or two coastal storms this whole...
So I don't know. It just seems like a random pelican that's, you know, lost its...
Very cool sighting, though. Very cool sighting.
Yeah, very... I mean, if you see something like that and you say, oh, I saw a white pelican, nobody would believe you.
Right. No. They say, oh, you must have mistaken that for a white egret or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
but you get the visual.
Right.
What are you doing? She can't help herself. She's fucking around with this periscope taping
thing. Everybody else is in it. I'm not in it. That's up there.
Would you like me to hold it? No. My job.
You should do that. Oh, you won't hold it? You look beautiful today, by the way.
She's
so beautiful.
Yes, she is.
Oh, another thing that you did, but I haven't seen this yet. Tell me about the coyote lair.
Yes.
And the location.
The location is down on Eastern Point, down by Niles. And usually it's quite overgrown where I was walking. However, there were tons of flattened reeds. So I started to walk through the area, and then I turned on my video camera, so I just walked through and discovered what was going on, and it was a very wide swath, all flattened, tons of coyote poop, and tons of carcasses.
Whoa, yeah, so carcasses of what? Carcasses of what?
Well, you know, like dead birds, and one was obviously like a dead bird, just some feathers, and then I don't know what the skull was of the other one, but it's going to be I made a little video, and I put it on YouTube.
There's Joe's authentic reaction. Thank you.
So we'll put it up tonight on Good Morning Gloucester at 6. Okay.
No, I want you. I'll give you the 7 p.m.
Okay.
Because the podcast will be the 8 p.m. You do the 7 p.m., I'll take your 6 p.m. Okay. No, take the 6 and 7.
Okay.
No, this is awesome.
Yeah, put some dramatic.
I'm dying to see. So birds. I didn't know they ate birds.
Oh, yes. Well, that is when they are scavengers. So that's why, everybody thought they weren't going to do very well last winter because, you know, it was so brutally cold and so many species were dying. But that's what they ate, were all the dead birds that were on the shore. You hardly ever see dead birds anymore on the shore because of coyotes.
Cleaning them up,
so, yeah.
Yeah, holy crap.
Yeah,
there's one on Roger Street, actually.
A dead bird?
A dead seagull.
Yeah.
You're laughing. You know, I don't get her reaction because there's so many people.
There are so many
psychotic, you know, the animal lovers that, like, if you laughing at a dead bird, they will, like, I hate her.
Well, I almost got hit by the car that was swerving around it.
That's terrible. Yeah.
Those
that's
terrible. People.
Wait, no.
I hate them.
No, listen. Olivia and I were in a terrible car accident because...
Nailed it.
People were... we were on 128, and the car in front of us... And we were in the fast left-hand lane. The car in front of us, two cars in front of us, stopped for a turtle that was crossing the road. Then the person in front of them came to a screeching halt. We came to a screeching halt. But then the woman coming from around the corner, she...
Squish it?
No, she no. hit
squished
us.
Him and Liv.
She squished Liv and I, and my car went like this.
Oh.
And, I mean, it was a terrible accident. So I'm just saying, people should not stop for things.
It's hard not to. It's hard not to.
But, like, on the highway, you know.
I was going to Madeline's soccer game yesterday, and in Danvers, highly populated, dense neighborhood. There was a gaggle of turkeys. There was 10 turkeys crossing the road. And I couldn't. I stopped, and I'm like, you know, looking.
Yeah,
at
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
how, it's like a week before Thanksgiving, gaggle of turkeys. And, like, the car behind me, it was, you know, beeped, and I'm like, oh, sorry, there's turkeys.
Yeah, you have to stop for that, but I'm just saying,
stop,
like,
for the turkeys.
60 miles an hour in the left-hand lane, you just don't stop in the middle of the highway.
No, you don't stop.
I mean,
no.
You just don't stop. Dead stop in the middle of the highway.
Not stop. So, yeah. So I am excited to see the coyote lair.
Yeah.
How close did you get to it?
I was right walking through it.
Is it by?
So wait a second. It's above ground? They don't live in caves?
No, they don't live in caves. I put a post up about that.
Clearly, only you do.
That's
no. They don't go into they don't go underneath like rock things. They don't have protect. They sleep out in the open.
They sleep right out in the open. They just lounge around right out in the open. They might go under a little rocky outcropping or something. But for the most part, they're just out in the open. And the only time they use a little den or actual like. Burrow is when there's a mother coyote with her pups. She'll either take over a fox burrow or a raccoon or skunk burrow, or she'll dig her own little hole. So,
but
otherwise they just sleep right smack in the open.
I am very excited to see this. Yeah.
So this is on Niles Beach at the far end.
Yeah. Yes. No, not Niles Beach. Niles Pond.
Oh, Niles Pond.
Yeah.
Okay.
Niles Pond. That's 90% of her stuff comes from Niles Pond.
Yeah.
Catherine Ryan has her show. What are the dates of her show?
It's
not her show.
No.
It's a show at the Hive for young adults,
right.
Over 18 or under 30.
Right.
Yeah, and what are the dates?
It's just Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
There's a lot of things this coming Saturday.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So, do you want to give us the details?
We posted so much about it on the blog. Everybody knows that it's a wonderful group show with lots of local young artists, and it's there at the Hive all day on the 28th.
Very good.
I'm definitely planning on going.
Awesome.
Perhaps there's other contributors wanting to cover it too for the blog, but I can't wait. I think it's really exciting, and Catherine's put so much work into it.
She does a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, she does.
Small Business Saturday, November 28th. You got some details on that too?
No, just that's all it is. Small Business Saturday. All the businesses have, like, you know, a lot of the businesses that are participating have wonderful deals, like 20% off, 10% off. I think Pop Up Gallery is having 50% off on some select things. So
wow,
that's
very cool.
That's the 28th.
There we go. And, this past Friday in restaurant news, Phantom Gourmet went to 525 in Magnolia. And so look for that episode when it comes on Phantom Gourmet.
That's exciting.
They're doing good. They're making a go of it over there. There's a big investment that was made on Lexington Ave. Rusty and Ingrid, those printmakers, I love their work. Right across the street there, Walt Kalenda's auction house is right there. They have a bunch of different businesses that are, there's a gym there now.
Lexicon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Isn't it something called Lexicon? Is it?
Oh, they go. Are they making a go
with pottery and ceramics over there?
Oh, I think you're right.
What's it called?
Yeah, I don't
know. It might be Lexicon or something like that.
Interesting.
But yeah, there's a whole bunch of things all happening, and I'm happy to see that it's been a couple of years now, it seems, that 525 and
it's doing well. Yeah.
Is it doing well?
Yeah, I think
so. Well, they're still in business, so that's
that's always good. Like right the day before Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah. I think that's where we did go. We went with the O'Neills.
Great. I mean, their food actually just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, it's
awesome. The drinks are amazing.
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 I love them.
Donna wrote a lot about their brunch, too, that they...
Donna is the 525 correspondent. Yeah. She's our Magnolia girl. I love having her. She doesn't miss a beat. She's fantastic. We miss her today. I think she's got to be doing something with her grandchildren.
Probably,
she's always with the grandchildren. Those damn grandchildren, in a way.
It's, before Thanksgiving, so she probably is. Yeah.
She's usually down at the 1 hour at a time gang.
That's Saturday morning.
I was there yesterday. She's usually there.
She wasn't there. Then it must have to be a grandchildren thing.
Oh, she was at the Seacoast holiday fair yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Because she sent pictures of that.
The Boy Scouts cleaned Niles Beach yesterday.
Oh, how wonderful.
Bless them.
Oh, very sweet.
Leslie, you want to talk about Pigeon Cove. There's a couple of hidden treasures there that people may not know about, but that should get our support in the community.
Yes, there are three things. Well, there's a gallery called Doodles Art Emporium, and somebody named Allison Landoni runs
that. Oh, it's not Allison Doodles?
No. I think she likes to draw. But she has a lot of wonderful shows and openings and other events related to the shows.
She has guest artists coming through?
Yeah.
Love that.
It's a great spot right across from the Tool Company. And then right next to
Is that where is that where Wisdom's Heart or those people used to be? Like that?
No, she's one just storefront down.
Okay.
It's in a house. And then where that group used to be is now a place called Body and Soul Medical Aesthetics, and they had their grand opening last weekend, and I went in and took a tour of the place, and they...
Medical aesthetics?
Yeah,
what do
so
they do?
So if you want to get massages or anything like that.
Are they wellness things? Reiki and stuff like that?
I don't know. She has that. They do like Botox and...
Oh, they do.
Oh,
so, okay.
Oh, so...
Oh,
so it did.
Yeah. Chemical peels and... It's a spa. I would say it's a spa. So I went in yesterday and I had a massage because I got 10% off from going the first day and touring the place to give you 10% off. I never get massages. And
yeah,
I was fantastic.
Yeah, I bet.
Get them once a month at least.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Dream team.
Yeah,
she's got her dream team.
Dream team. Right up in Browns Mall.
Okay.
My feet always have to be done, and my nails always have to be done. I get my massages.
Look at you right now.
It's a way of life.
Ah, fabulous.
Joey, you did not comment on my shoes today. I have flip flops on, but you're always commenting on shoes.
You're dying to talk about this.
I know, because of the thing.
They think that I'm obsessed. I appreciate good footwear. Don't Kate. We always talk. We have this conversation about how Uggs may seem expensive on the out. You know, when you look at it from the outside, but once you put them on, you understand why they're actually valuable.
But that's like your thing. Like you, every time you see someone, you always say, "I like your shoes," or those. You always notice shoes.
At Liv's wedding, there was one guest, a young guy, handsome guy, dressed perfectly, and Joe commented on his shoes. And the next day, he ordered them, and 2 days later, they were on our.
Oh, the J Crew, those blue suede ones, blue suede shoes.
Blue suede shoes.
They were blue suede shoes. Yeah, that's it.
Anything but just about blue suede shoes.
Blue gray. Yeah.
Oh, who was that guest? Do you know?
One of those metrosexual guys that hangs out with your daughter and son-in-law.
Yeah,
but total metrosexual. That whole crowd.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, we're the
outcasts. Oh, my God. Shoes. They wrote that off with Joey. Oh, my God. Shoes. Have you ever heard that song?
No.
Oh, my God. Shoes. On YouTube? What?
No. Just you, strange bird. How many viewers do we have? One?
We have two.
Two!
And one of them is Regina Long, and she has, Regina loves shoes. That's actually her handle.
Ah, well, there you go.
Funny.
That's really funny.
Ask Regina to ask us, what pressing question, Regina, do you have, if she's even listening?
Oh, she is.
Okay, Regina, that's a question to you, Regina. What question do you have for us? Now we'll wait for her to type.
There's
probably a 5 minute
delay.
There's a 5 minute lag. 5 minute lag. All our listeners are just fading off.
So Kyle, if you have any questions that you want to ask, just type it in and we'll ask. But we'll move on because we know there's a little bit of a lag.
There you go. I was gonna. Oh, so going back to the shoe thing.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about Uggs again.
You love shoes. We get it. You love shoes.
No. Here's part of the thing. When you see someone, don't you always try to say something positive and nice to them?
Yeah, why not?
That's part of the part of the thing, part of the deal. Compliment someone. And,
but you just pick shoes.
Well, it was an easy pick. I like the shoes.
That's so funny.
I don't always say shoes, but I mean.
That's so funny.
No, was that bad?
Yeah. So when you nothing.
All right, well, there you go. Oh, I wanted to mention.
Moving on every day now.
They're moving on.
Where are we? Oh, wait. I wanted to bring this up right here on Cape Ann Wellness. Cape Ann Power Yoga. I'm obsessed with these people because they create really awesome posts on Cape.
Kyle wants to know what's in that brown paper bag.
Oh, Kim.
I'm dying to know, too. Like
it's pot brownies. No. Kim always brings me a nice breakfast sandwich.
And where's that breakfast sandwich from?
Cape Ann Coffees.
Awesome. We love Cape Ann Coffees.
Yeah, they're so
and
sweet.
And Kate just hijacked the sandwich.
They're so sweet and friendly there.
They're good people.
That's been there for like an hour and a half now. Okay?
That's all right. It's still going to taste fantastic. Hey, did you pan down on my tuna steaks?
We did it 40 times, and Virginia says, no questions, but my daughter just bought blue suede boots.
Oh, it all kind of comes together. Ask Regina what brings her to Good Morning Gloucester, what particular topics are her favorite topics. And in the meantime, I want to talk about Cape Ann Power Yoga. They're doing a retreat in Mexico. End of February. Let me see what the dates are. The dates are February 27th to to March. That's so funny. To March.
It's tuna.
March 5th. And so you get a bunch of people going to go there. Soul Surfing Yoga Retreat, it's called.
That looked like fun, didn't it? Yeah, that looked fun.
So, in the hotel?
I'm trying to find here. It says, join Baptiste Yoga Master Teachers Elizabeth Huntsman's DeAngelis of Cape Ann Power Yoga and Patty Ivor of Down Dog Yoga for this one-of-a-kind getaway that will deepen your yoga practice, rejuvenate your body, and refresh your mind and spirit. Includes 7 days relaxing in paradise, 3 fresh and organic gourmet meals a day, 2 invigorating yoga practices daily, your own private bungalow, good friends, good times, and lifetime of memories. They don't say what the name of the hotel where they stay is. Oh, Haramara Resort in Mexico. Have you ever heard of Haramara?
Where in Mexico? Does it say where in Mexico?
Haramara Resort, wherever that is. Haramara.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Kyle said, where is that?
There we go.
And Regina says that she loves the humor and that that GMG keeps her informed.
Oh,
so
it's
just as a whole.
We got good that going know. For us. So there we go. What else did we got? We're gonna talk about the Holiday Delights.
Yes.
This at Cape Ann Stage. What is
Gloucester,
it? Gloucester Stage. Gloucester Stage Company.
Cape Ann, Gloucester,
there's only
stuff.
Only two shows. Friday night and Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Yes. Yeah, so Friday, December 11th, and Saturday the 12th.
It's in Sayulita.
What?
It's in Sayulita.
Sayulita?
Is
that East Coast or West Coast?
West Coast. It's right near Vallarta.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's the best town.
Oh, so
and actually, I posted on my Instagram today of the best mojito I've ever had, which is in Sayulita, where I'm going in 3 weeks.
You're going there? That's where you're going? You're
well,
going
Vallarta, Hard Rock Vallarta, but we're going to take a day trip to Sayulita.
Oh,
wow.
It's the coolest little town ever.
So, oh, so yeah. so people that are thinking about Cape Ann Yoga, this town, Kate says, is the coolest town she's ever been to.
It's Kate approved.
It's Kate and Kate has
Kate approved.
I love it.
You love it?
I love it. I love it.
Let me tell you what Kate.
It's like a dream. You walk out and you're like,
really?
Yeah. People are surfing. It's just
it's like gorgeous. Couples Retreat. You know how perfect that looks. You know that movie?
Oh, that's the one with Jason
Bateman.
No, not Jason.
Couples Retreat was the one.
Yes.
Yeah, Jason Bateman was the scummy guy.
Yes.
Then there was the other guy,
and they all do yoga.
Oh yeah. I've seen that. Vince Vaughn, right?
Yes.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah, it's. I can't wait to go back.
There you go. Wow. I'm excited. Maybe that's on the bucket list. Cape Ann Power Yoga is doing this yoga retreat February 27th. I've always wanted to do one of these. So maybe one day we'll get to. Maybe.
First, you got
to
learn what downward dog is in yoga.
I know what goddamn downward dog is. Where I was confused was Kim said I was doing downward dog when she walked in, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, that's. I told you why I said
that. We did yoga.
Just joshing you.
What?
I said we did yoga.
We did yoga, Hard Rock, Playa del
Riviera Maya,
yeah. And it was fantastic there. Yeah, very good. But these yoga retreats, why does it always seem like the yoga retreats are always in Mexico? Mexico has a big connection with yoga for some reason. I always see every year advertised yoga retreat. That lady that was on Rocky Neck, what was her name?
Sigrid Olsen.
Yes.
Sigrid.
Sigrid or Sigrid? Went to a yoga retreat where they did yoga on bareback on a horse.
Oh, that doesn't sound comfortable. My nuts would be all mashed up into my body if you do. How do you go bareback on a horse with no clothes on? Doesn't it?
No.
Not like that. The horse is bareback.
Oh, well.
We're doing downward dog naked on a horse.
That would not be attractive in my case, especially because
you're sitting like this, just wondering how your balls are going to come.
My nuts already hang way too low as it is.
Down to your knees.
Down to my knees.
This is going Alicia at least and Hobie cast down real quick.
Oh God. I'm not doing any bareback yoga on a horse.
No saddle.
No saddle, bareback. Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, but I'm dying to start my yoga. Kate, we talked about it. We're gonna do it this winter. We're gonna be doing.
With all the car driving, I'll be doing. I need it.
You need it. You need it because we talked about posture and how.
I'm like this right now.
As we're all slumped over.
Yeah. Every time somebody says the word posture,
everybody straightens out. Everybody straightens out when you say the word posture, but it's so true. It uses so much of your energy to have bad posture. And if you are in the right alignment, your spine takes the pressure off of what your muscles have to do. So over the course of the day, that all adds up and just saps you of all your energy.
I still need to go back to yoga. I need to take advantage of the whole YMCA, Cape Ann Power Yoga thing.
If you're a member of Cape Ann, if you're a member at the Y, you go there for $5 a session, which is ridiculous.
Oh, really?
And if you're a member at the Mac, you get yoga included.
Right,
what?
That's what
if
I do.
If you're a member at the Manchester Athletic Club, you get yoga included.
Yoga is just included.
Part of the fitness classes at Mac.
Okay, 10 years ago.
Yes, years ago it was different. They had it was an extra fee, but they rolled it into.
It's all rolled in
the group fitness. So yoga is included at the Mac.
You don't pay for it.
You do not pay for it. Part of your membership.
Oh, that's good. Awesome.
I think they have like almost 80 group fitness classes there now.
Yeah, I go every Saturday for yoga with Catherine Romanak. She's at the
Catherine who?
Romanak is her name.
Should I know her?
I think she's an awesome yoga teacher.
She's the teacher. Yeah.
She's the yoga teacher there at the Mac. It's a phenomenal class.
Yeah.
Talking about posture and alignment, I mean, that's what we spend 90% of our time doing. So it's because so many people do yoga incorrectly so that they end up injuring themselves. It's a very, very common thing.
I would say I started doing yoga when I was like 32 or whatever, and I only did it for a couple of years. But the best since I was 30 years old, the best I ever felt
was when you were doing
yoga.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
if that helps yeah, anybody to motivate them to get off their ass.
Especially
if you're sitting around,
all about it.
If you get inactive, and you are sitting on the couch and you have nothing but pain, lower back pain and everything else, it probably is that you're sitting on the couch, you're in incorrect positions for extended periods of time, and you're not doing yourself any favors.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's my lesson for the day.
I was just gonna say PSA.
So treetop yoga down on Parker Street has a relax and restore yoga on Sunday nights, and Monday, Wednesday, Sunday. That's fantastic too.
You've done it?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So what does that consist of?
So you go through your, I guess you call it vinyasa flow, and then you do these positions using the bolsters and
the
blankets, and you get yourself in positions that are relaxing and restoring. So when you walk out of there, you feel
that's
like,
how I feel.
Oh,
that's like a good meditation
hour for me. I've done that one.
Like, you go in there, you're totally tired, because I drive a lot. I drive from Revere every day to and from, and I have totally too much time in the car commuting. So I get there right on time at 7:30, and I'm really tired when I get there. When I get out,
you feel so rejuvenated.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. Yeah. You can't like
fantastic.
Never mind
anything else.
It's just stretchy.
It's really.
I did it every Saturday when I was pregnant.
Yeah,
and I loved it.
Oh, beautiful.
I love that.
Maybe I should put a shout out, because I haven't done the little story about it yet. But the my friend Lynn, who lives out on Eastern Point.
Luskatoff?
No, Fonzo.
Oh, Lynn Fonzo. Oh, yeah, the one that... Okay.
Yeah, and she just bought Harbor Yoga on Main Street. So we're going to do a little... I'm going to do a little post for her on Harbor Yoga, which is right in the... Which is right at 114, right in the Passports building. It's right there.
Oh, another downtown.
Kyle's driving from Massachusetts to Florida, and she says, I've been banging up yoga poses, getting out of the car, doing yoga poses, getting back in on her way there, because she's almost in Florida.
Oh, what a good thing to
do. Who's she going there with?
Her mother lives in Florida, so one of her friends, they decided to take a road trip. And
she does shit like that.
Yeah, and now she'll be back. She's going to stay there for the week and then be back.
Have fun.
Yeah.
There you go. When are we going to go away?
I don't know.
What's everybody doing for Thanksgiving?
We had our Thanksgiving.
Oh, you did?
And we're going to have another Thanksgiving at night.
My sister's hosting.
Oh,
nice.
She's about, I think, 18 people.
Oh, wow. As you mentioned, Felicia made this ridiculous... Kate, do describe it.
It had chili peppers, lime, ginger, I think.
It was like an Asian. It was basically an
Asian-infused
brined turkey,
and
it was stupid.
It was stupid.
And I don't think she put the recipe on the blog. Maybe she's gonna save it for her cookbook. I don't know.
She had some pictures on, didn't she? She
did.
I'm not sure, but if she does
put the recipe on, whatever her process was, the skin was crispy, the interior was totally juicy and succulent, and my pet peeve with Thanksgiving for years, my mom was, I always throw my mother under the bus, but like back in the 80s, like they scared everybody to death with like food poisoning. Like you have to cook your chicken to like 700 degrees to sawdust and pork. So I grew up hating chicken and pork because of the parameters that they would
tough
and do Italian.
It's like that scene
so
on
dry.
Christmas Vacation where they cut the turkey and just
poof. A cloud of dust.
Just smoke.
Yeah,
that's funny.
This is really good. Yeah, I'm looking for. I love for me Thanksgiving family. Football, yeah. After that,
family football.
Literally, the food I could care less about.
I'm not a Thanksgiving lover of the food.
I could have it every day.
But what I like the most about it is that there are traditional football games that you get to watch.
Yeah,
like the Detroit Lions play every year.
Yeah,
Cowboys.
Cowboys play every year, and it's just a day of eating and sitting around, you know, relaxing, because it's coming towards the end of my hard season, and I just need to chill out.
Yeah. I'm
excited.
Really
what are you doing with your family?
So I'm making my turducken.
Yeah.
And just everyone comes to my house.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Turducken. How's your arm right now? She's been holding Alicia's been holding up her cell phone for an hour now.
That's pumpkin. Why are you guys talking about pumpkin? They said Alicia loves pumpkin. Alicia loves pumpkin.
Do you want me to talk about pumpkin? No, because you always talk about
pumpkin. Oh, I love
you
pumpkin.
Always talk about how you love pumpkin.
So we just switched from pumpkin coffee to now white chocolate peppermint coffee.
Oh, dang. Where did you get that?
Stop and Shop and Shaw's both have the Dunkin' Donuts brand right now.
Oh, my
head. Okay.
White chocolate peppermint.
I just went to Home Goods and filled up the cart with that mocha coffee. So
I had some this morning, actually.
Was it good?
Mixed with the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I got some amazing coffee at Atomic Cafe. It was it's called Brazil or Basil Brazil Coffee at Atomic Cafe. It was in Beverly. It was it's amazing. The coffee there is amazing.
I went to high school with Andy. The guy, Andy and his brother own that place.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still own it.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Actually, I'm having a big Thanksgiving dinner at the MGH Revere Youth Zone, where I'm the manager, with a lot of kids from Revere.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, very cool.
A bunch of kids. We're having a potluck international Thanksgiving, because a lot of the kids that I work with, their parents are from Morocco and China.
Wow, cool.
And, we're going to get dishes from all over the world. Plus, Stop and Shop and Market Basket. I mean, Stop and Shop and Target down in Revere donated two turkeys for dinner. So we're going to have a big dinner. I have a guy from Berklee School of Music coming in to play the piano while they eat their dinners. And so that'll be fun. And then on Thanksgiving, I'm going to Four Seasons in Boston. The restaurant.
Oh, that's a beautiful restaurant.
Who are you going there with?
With my sister and brother-in-law.
Oh,
very nice.
Beautiful restaurant. Wow.
Damn.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, no, I don't have to do any cooking. Too much cooking.
I got a press release from somebody that was... Oh, the Lenox Hotel sent me a press release last week that they had some type of dinner, and it was going to be featuring drinks from Ryan and Wood. They're gonna carry Ryan and Wood drinks.
Awesome. Yeah,
so I didn't get to go because it's a busy time of year. But
excuse me. Wow, that's awesome. No, I just bumped Leslie. That's why I said excuse me. Sorry.
Okay.
I know he's giving me the hairy eyeball.
The hairy eyeball. Speaking of hairy eyeballs, Kate went to town on my eyebrows because they grow like Groucho Marx. They have little like this.
Oh, good.
So I'm a hairy person. So she went, and I think that she enjoyed the plucking of the eyebrows to inflict the pain on me. Is it true? You had a smile and you had a smirk on your face. Every time you picked, she had a little smirk on her face.
Did you really think that was painful?
No, I don't have a vagina to pluck. So is that where you're going to go with that?
No. I wanted to know if plucking your eyebrows was painful.
I keep telling you needs to wax.
Just wax.
Wax my eyebrows?
Yes.
No, but the waxing would take like the strip in between. You can't wax
Yes, you can. That's what waxing is about, dude.
That would take your whole eyebrow off.
Hello, look at my eyebrows. Okay, first of all, they're perfect.
Look at my wax.
But
here.
Hello. Look.
But mine don't.
I saw eyebrows.
Hold on. There's a difference. The eyebrows grow long ways.
Yeah.
So I have things growing like they would literally grow like I had wings.
You know, they
off
trim
of my
them
head.
With scissors. They cut them with scissors.
Yeah, which is what I did yesterday.
Right, they trim them with scissors.
Right, that's what I needed mainly. I need a brush back.
Go see my girl Meg at Styles on Main. She's part of my dream team. She does my eyebrows, she'll take care of you.
Guys don't go to get their eyebrows.
Yes, they do. Chris does. Chris has been getting his eyebrows waxed for years.
He's very metrosexual. Well, he's part of that whole generation of metrosexual men. Like us guys, that's all
he just likes to look good. He's always been
He's
that
a handsome
way.
Man. He's a very handsome man.
He's just the way he is. My husband.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a looker.
Why can't... I don't understand. Like, why can't I just have... Usually when a guy goes for a haircut, if you ask them to trim your eyebrows, they'll trim your eyebrows. I just forgot the last time I went.
They do that?
Yeah.
Do you go to a barber or a hairstylist?
I go to this time of year, I go to whoever can seat me in a chair, like at that moment.
Yeah. Right.
I can't be faithful to one place because it is paramount that I get in and out, because my free time this time of year, I do not want to sit in a chair at a barbershop for 2 hours. That's just not going to happen.
Oh my God!
Kyle says that the dude has better eyebrows than me. I tell him to.
Oh, you kidding me? 2 hours. Barbershops. Barbershop? Do you know how barbershops work? You don't make appointments at barbershops.
You
go. There's a big bench, and like 50 guys go, and sometimes there's 3 or 4 people in front of you, and 3 or 4 people, 20 minutes at a piece. Think about it.
Don't go when they open at 4 a.m. because there's a line of guys out there at 4 and 5 a.m. They want to be the first ones in the door when the barbershops open.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where's their barbershop on Main Street in Gloucester?
There's Joe Lucido. Did he retire recently? Did Joe Lucido end up retiring?
He was on Washington Street.
Tony Shula just retired. There's a new kid there's Sal's next to Virgilio's. Jonathan's is that's the real deal.
Yeah, that is the real deal.
Jonathan's is this guy. It's I'm not gonna say ghetto Shaw's. What do you call that Shaw's? Railroad Ave Shaw's.
Mm-hmm.
Right on that street where Joe Cairo's store used to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's a
attached to Philomena's.
Attached to Philomena's is next door to it. Mm-hmm. I forget the name of that street. Kay, can you look that up for me?
Mm-hmm.
And
School Street.
I think it is School Street.
I think it is School. Yeah. The basic bottom of School Street near Shaw's. Urban areas have like the black hairstylist where that gets it's an event to go in and everybody's just shooting the stuff. But the urban hairstylist. It's like an art form. They take it really serious, and they take their time, and it's like they are using scissors to go.
On Saturdays is the line out the door. Always a line.
Right. And I can't do that this time of year, but in the winter I will go there. It is I think that there are different there's the art of shaving. There's different places popping up. Old school barbershops where there are male barbers that are taking the craft of being a barber seriously. And
I love
it's a whole thing.
Have you been to the artist shaving store that they have at North Shore Mall?
I haven't been in there, but I'm a big fan of the. I'm a Dollar Shave Club guy. Awesome.
Well, he doesn't get the razors there. I buy him a full kit because of the different smells and everything like that. It's awesome. Awesome.
I like my Skintimate, my pink Skintimate on my face.
The gel.
I use pink Skintimate gel. I use two different
female shaving cream and
female
deodorant.
Because I like powder fresh scent.
Well, you know what Secret says: strong enough for enough for a man, but
it's true.
Something for a woman.
But pH balance for a woman.
There we go. Okay, so it's pH balance for Joey.
Yes. No, I like it. Do you have a problem with that I use those?
I have a problem with it whatsoever.
Kyle said, that's
like
a man right there.
You like the way I smell?
Well, that's most of the time. Not when you come home from work.
Yeah, not so much.
My daughter has men's deodorant. She has two types. She has a woman
that
I go,
Axe for men?
Why do you have that? She goes, because I like the smell.
Well, there you go. We are so far off. I think this is a good podcast. Okay, you got to come more often.
What are we on in a minute? What minute are we on?
We're at 107.
Oh, we're way over. We've got to wrap this up.
Yeah. Gloucestercast 160.
One more thing about yoga.
Okay.
There's another great fundraiser called Love in Motion. Have you heard about that? It's happening in a cruise port on December 6th.
Sounds dirty.
For a lot of the yoga teachers from...
Is it X-rated? Do you have to be above 18 to go?
Is all these teachers,
Love in Motion.
All these yoga teachers are getting together to do one big class. I guess they're going to clear out the whole space.
Oh, nice. And they're going to donate money to something?
To a yoga teacher from Treetop who has cancer.
Oh, very nice.
She just had a baby, and then she found out she had cancer right after that.
Oh, Christ.
So, she's getting a lot of great help at the Dana-Farber. She's, doing what she needs to do, but she is going to be getting the support of all the yoga community.
Very cool.
And, that is very cool.
And that's cool. I bet you Sherry's donating the place too.
December 6th. Yeah. Okay. I think it's a Sunday, right? It's a Sunday. Coming up.
Awesome.
It is, yeah.
I can send you a post.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's
yes, please.
About it.
Yes,
yeah,
please. Definitely. Well, Treetop Yoga is supposed to be submitting stuff, so hopefully they'll submit something to us. All right. We got to wrap this shit up.
It was like three different podcasts in one.
It really is. It's a combination. Homie Cast, Alicia Unleashed, and Gloucester Cast. It totally is. Well, there we go. For Kim Smith, for Leslie Heffron, for Alicia Unleashed, and for the lovely Super K, looking all beautiful over there. This is Joey Shimatao, Gloucester Cast 160 in the books. Woo!